Glory be to God. It's our year of new dawn. New dawn means breaking away from the old pain, the suffering, the hardship, the darkness, the limitations that kept us for many years. The testimony we have been expecting and keep eluding us, breaking us from all that error and bringing us to a new era of hope. A new era of hope. Where there's life, there's light. Where your dominion will no longer be questioned by anything. Where God will establish you on the earth and make you a show to your world. That is the era we are, the era of new dawn. And in the month of May, God spoke again that he will give you a noiseless breakthrough. If you believe, you say amen. If you believe, you say amen. There are breakthroughs that break men down. Oh, yes. And some regret the breakthrough. But yours will not be like that. In the name of Jesus. John chapter 2. That's my text. Okay, my topic is expressing noiseless breakthroughs. That's the topic we are considering throughout this part one. Noiseless breakthrough. Expressing it. You will experience it. You will enjoy it. You will no longer sweat. Look, there are people that don't talk, but they are the result of the work of their hands. Speak for them. From today, your result will speak for you. I say, your result will speak for you. In the name of Jesus. Chapter 2, I will read verse 7 to 9. And Jesus said unto them, fill the water pot with water. And they fill it without question. They just fill it. And he said unto them, draw out now and go and give the governor of the feast to test it. Not any other kind of person, the highest placed person in that ceremony. Say, go and give him. And when the ruler of the feast tasted it, the water that was made wine, he knew not where it come, but the servant knew. Then verse 9, the master confessing and tell the bridegroom, you have kept this. Oh, you are very special because you have kept your own good wine up to now. Glory be to God. What is noiseless breakthroughs? They are effortless. Supernatural achievement is not by power, it's not by mind. It has always been by the Spirit. And it's still by the Spirit. It's not how much noise you make that show men on earth that you are somebody important or you are relevant. It's not the amount of your noise. It is the amount of your results. No matter how quiet you are, dress very simple, drive a decent car in there, very average. Nothing extraordinary around you. You are not a noise maker. But can I tell you, your resolve will still speak to men of the quality and the worth of your life. They will know it. So noiseless breakthrough we're talking about here is not the one you make noise, you shout, I know what thing I carry. You carry nothing. Those who carry something don't talk. Have you also discovered that in the natural world, those who are blessed, dangerously blessed, their voices are always very low. They are not the one that shout and say, that's how God make me, that's the way I talk. If they even answer phone here, you will hear in flame. A noiseless breakthrough is the one that does not command too much effort. It's a supernatural achievement that is beyond you and I, beyond our human capacity and ability. It takes away struggle. It's not by struggle. It's not how early you leave your house in the morning and when you come back in the night, Your children are already asleep. Your wife is asleep. Your husband is asleep. That's not what determines how great you will be on earth. You need to sit down and format your brain and tell yourself, what I die for morning to night, God can give me between morning and afternoon. So that when you open the gate of your compound, everybody knows that because it's 2 o'clock in the morning, you are coming 2 a.m. You are coming 1 a.m. You aren't a policeman or a military personnel who is guiding us. But you are a businessman, a businesswoman. You are self-employed. You are the CEO of your life. It also gives you peace. You have rest. Your body is not worn out. Your mind is not clouded. You are fully at peace with yourself, not with somebody else, with yourself. That is a noiseless breakthrough. And your results speak very loud. It speaks louder than your voice. Emphasis on the result. Emphasis on noiseless. Struggle is avoided. It's avoided. It's taken away. As you obey divine instruction and the word of God constantly, you walk in the light of the scriptures, you enjoy peace in your life. I've never seen anything that gives man peace than noiseless breakthrough. When your breakthrough does not command too much noise. This noise, it can be inside though. It can be within you. Your work is giving hypertension. Your need is giving you hypertension. You can't sleep in the night. You can't sleep in the day. Apart from the physical energy you exert that people see, what are the one inside? The worry, the anxiety. Number two, what is noiseless breakthrough? It is in the ability and capability of God to cause limitations to cease without noise. Everything that's been like a roadblock, an embargo over your life, they are caused to cease without a fight, without a noise, without waking up your neighbors because you are doing all night every day. Some of the things that we do to disturb our neighbors are not acts of worship. Some of them just sheer ignorance, not knowing your place in Christ, where God has placed you. I am not saying you should not pray, not do all night. You must do all night because I do. But nobody hear my voice in my house. It's a fellowship with the Almighty. We are not fighting. Number three, noiseless breakthrough represents struggle-free, sweatless, and rapid achievement. True total obedience to God and His word, and also covenant practice. It represents struggle-free, sweatless, and rapid achievement. Your achievement is visible, but nobody can trace it to the effort of your life. Ah, the man they work hard, eh? He not they sleep for household. Many days he sleep at workshop. Sir, that is noise. And gradually your health is deteriorating. In the name of, I want to make it. God is not behind that. You are the one trying to empower yourself. But God wants to empower you. Allow Him. Noiseless. When men don't know your source, they start giving their own interpretation. Just a quiet lady. Just go around. Before you know, through her noiseless breakthrough, she build a house, she buy a car, she have her children, she's just living where. They say, now man, they sleep with him. You know where we get money, buy motor. Am I correct? And if it's a man, they say it's a thief. Do you know the work of his hands? So people are bound to give their interpretation when they can't trace your breakthrough to your effort, to your sweat. You are in church every service. There will be the department meeting, you are always there. Quietly, no noise, but you are breaking through. Men will give interpretation depending on your gender. And whatever they give should not bother you. Face God. But you see, when you go in the morning and come back late in night and you can't feed yourself, men celebrate you. They say, if they try, the man is trying. The lady is hardworking, but can't change her rapper. That's not what God is telling you to do. That's not what God wants to give you in the month of May. He wants to make you a celebrity, but without noise. In being a celebrity. Or in becoming a celebrity. Glory be to God. Can we look at laws guiding noiseless breakthrough? Everything is guided by law. Prosperity has its own law. If you don't obey it, forget about it. Sound health is guided by law. If you don't obey it, you remain in sickness. Freedom is guided by law. You don't obey it, you remain in bondage. Everything in life is guided by law and principles. And until you practice the principles, you can't become a principal. So until you obey the law, you can't take the benefit of the law. Like guiding laws. So law guiding noiseless breakthrough. Noiseless breakthroughs are not gifts that you raise up your hand to say, Lord, please give me the gift of noiseless breakthrough. Let me just break through without effort. Yes, it's a possibility, but it's not a gift to receive. It's not also what you claim by faith and by prayers. It is accepting what? Responsibilities. That's why it's a law. Law is worked out. Law is obeyed. These are unfailing laws. Very, 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 very powerful. You must follow to command noiseless breakthrough. The kind of breakthrough that will not break you down and destroy you. Either you're wrong with God or whatever. There's no breakdown around you whatsoever. But you're breaking forth. You're breaking through. Glory be to God. When results are more than explanation, hear me. When your results in life are more than your explanation, it is called a noiseless breakthrough. But when explanation is more than results, I just explaining. I went to Calabar, from Calabar, I went to Port Harcourt, from Port Harcourt, I went to Maiduguri, from Maiduguri. I just explaining. What did you bring back? You say, I'm expecting. God is working on it. Very soon I will manifest. Sir, your explanation is more than result. If you had come with result, nobody will ask you where you go to. Nobody will ask you. And where you travel, go, you go Calabane. From there, where did you go to again? Nobody ask you. But you see, when explanation is becoming more serious or more than your result, sir, you are not having a breakthrough at all. How much more shall be noiseless? Glory be to God. From today, you will have results. I say you will have results in the name of Jesus. When your result can no longer be denied, even by your enemies, they resort to envy, start speaking evil against you, to blackmail your name, not because you committed an offense, but because of envy. You carry leg, they say the leg bent. You carry hand, they say the hand is too straight and too big or too small. It's because your result, your breakthrough is intimidating them. And from today, every hater of your life, what God will be doing through your life and your life will intimidate them all. If you believe, you say amen. If you believe, you say amen. Glory be to God. Number one law you must obey is the law of light. And when I mean light, not this light up. The light of your spirit, the light of your heart, that comes from the word of God. John chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. Can you give us? John chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. In the beginning was the word, and the word was what? Was with God, and the word became God, and the word was God. Yes, verse 2. The same word in the beginning was with God. Yes. All things were made by him, and without him was nothing made that was made. Yes, verse 5. Just give me verse 5. Thank you. And the light shineth in darkness. What happened? When the light of the word of God, when you allow the Holy Spirit to inspire you, you are able to open your mind for the Holy Spirit to shed his light into your heart. Nobody can stop your breakthroughs. Because you will do those things that pleases him, that attract blessing. When he said, thou shalt not borrow, you will not borrow. When he said, you will not cut corner, you will not see somebody to add to your own. In that one, you are trying to help yourself. When the light comes, darkness must go. And let me tell you, even behind your own life, if there are evil or devils that are perpetuating backwardness for you, stopping your going, like Psalm 140 verse 11, stopping it, let me tell you, this light, when this light shines, it's a darkness you can't comprehend. There's nowhere light enter that darkness will run away. When God was to make the earth and all that is therein, what did God do? Genesis 1 and verse 3. He said, let them what? You need light to create. You need light to break through. You can't be in darkness and have, where your mind is dark. No understanding of the word of God. You can't generate ideas. It's ideas that rule the world. And ideas come via light. Where your heart is lightened by the word and by the spirit, you will have access to divine ideas. What can you do with your life? This thing you are doing, what is the best way or better way of doing it? This idea don't fly everywhere. It comes to only a heart that will be lightened. When we are building here, the normal order is to go and borrow money from bank or from individuals, take loan to build. But already the light is already in our hearts. Now, what God cannot do for us, we will not do for it. We never borrow one dime from anybody. Give us, we'll pay you next month. Give us, we'll pay you next year. And there's no bank on earth, in fact, that won't steal our money. We will not borrow money from them. Charge you SMS 3 times for one transfer. Say it's computer error. We have not made a computer error here. The bank will draw more than our balance. They will not even give us the money. So no overdraft. It is because the light is there. There are people who are hungry in the money. And God was just waiting. They have asked God, Lord, please provide for us. And God has answered their prayer. But before afternoon, they have done something else to look for food. You can't have idea. You have failed the test. Those who wait on him, the Bible says, their face are not what? Are not what? Cannot be ashamed. Never. Psalm 34, I think, verse 5. They look unto him and their faces. You must wait. So when the light of God's word illuminates your heart, your spirit man, darkness will disappear. Either darkness in the form of demons, or darkness in confusion, darkness in not knowing what to do. Just wake up in the morning and just sit at home. Say, why is it I don't have work? You don't have work because you don't have idea. If you have idea, you will have work. You say, why are you not going out? They sack me. If they sack you from that place, and that person will look for you. Idea. The people say, idea do what? Rule the world. Go after light. God brought light first before doing anything. You don't have light, you are starting business. You are born to go and start business. The business will die in your hand. You will eat it. The business was not formed or started on the basis of understanding and light from God. You have, okay, people, let me do something too. Let me go open shop. Give you 1 year, 2 years, you can't even rent. The shop closed. You ate everything. But others are doing the same business and they're buying land, they're getting married, they're training their children, they're building houses. The law of light is that you must stay constantly with the word of God, drawing from him, drawing from the Holy Spirit, understanding, asking him every day, Lord, please guide me. Guide my step. Show me what to do. Show me how to do it. And when this light comes into your heart, any form of darkness, they disappear. If it's demon from village, that send anybody anything after you, the once light come, they go away. And that's why we tell you in nature that there is no deliverance anywhere. The greatest deliverance, a child of God, I tell you, are not born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. You are born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. You can't be demonized. The greatest deliverance you need is from the world. When light comes, darkness run away. No matter how thick the darkness is, when light comes, what happened? Have you ever seen any light that makes noise? Huh? But can you deny the presence of light? Say, there's no light here now. Can you say so? But is it making noise? Huh? If you hear any noise here, it's not the light. It is the fan. Or when they on the switch. But light is quiet. But you can't deny the presence of light. It's a noiseless breakthrough. You can't deny it. You can't say, what did it be like? Where is it? Except you are blind. We are not blind, you will see the light. That's how when your heart is occupied by the word, the light of the word shine in your heart, you will know what to do. Many of you are civil servants, preparing for retirement. After retirement, you have no hope of what to do. You come and give me an excuse. We don't have garden in our house. You know, I've retired. I'm broke because I've retired. But I would have retired. Still pay tithe in the church. Give money. Anything they are doing in the church, their money must be inside. And they have retired as civil servant. Because there's light in their heart. They know what to do, not to depend on pension. Miserable pension. That cannot feed them. Say, young man, what are you doing? Say, I don't have work. Stop telling people I don't have work. Tell them I don't have idea. That's your sickness. It's not I don't have work. I don't have what? I don't have idea. An idea comes from light. When God lightens your heart. It is those who have enjoyed this light that will employ people who don't have the light. They will be a slave there. Johnson, say, sir, go and buy me one bottle of Coke. That woman in the front. Johnson may be a graduate. The man who has light may be a secondarian. It does not matter. It's not by education. It's by what? It's by light. Breakthrough is by light. I know you read chemical engineering in school. Must you die missing chemical? If there's no chemical, to mix, what do you do? Mix something, mix water. You can say, they know, I read civil engineering, and so was it, and there's no contract. No contract. And you can't do something else. There's no light in your heart. Go and cry after light. You will know what to do. Light is noiseless. But you can never deny his presence. Let me tell you, sun and light, two of them travel. Am I correct? So I'm talking to somebody who's hearing it somewhere. Am I correct? But their speed is different. The speed of light, as heaven is far from the earth, so is it faster and higher than sun. Before sun get to that gate, light has gone to the river. God just woo, once. It doesn't even move. Appear, once appear, that's all. That's how he sent away all those things that clog our heart that we never allow to hear God's will for our life, so that we can have a breakthrough in life. All of you, hear me and hear me and hear me very, very well. Who used to say, this is how we will be doing it? I hate that statement with a passion in my life. This is how I have been doing it. This is how they do it. I know it has worked for you in the past. Can I tell you? Give room to the Holy Spirit to give you creativity. It can change today. And the one that changed now will give you better results than the one you are used to before. People just say, no, this is how we're doing it. Let's do it like that. Genesis 1 verse 3, we have read that, am I correct? We need this light to be able to make impact. So the amount of light we generate from God's word and from the Holy Spirit determine our impact, our breakthrough on earth. Many are doing what they know nothing about now. They just have money that can rent a shop. So they rent a shop. What do you want to say? I want to say provision. Don't go to market. Charter everything that is available. Put in the shop. They don't know the in and out of provision selling. And they never learn it. They have no light. What do I call it? They have no light. Those who go for training are not stupid. Those who go for seminars and conferences are not stupid. It costs them money, it costs them time. Sometimes they travel because, and the risk of their life is involved. But they still put their head inside. Think they are stupid? They are not. What are you looking for? Light. What others don't know in their business, they want to know it. And when they know it, they'll be ahead of them. Why do companies and big organizations train their staff? And they go for seminars, go for conferences. They are happy because they give them allowance, but that's not the issue. The issue is the light you are going to contact in that place. Some go there and learn nothing. While lecture is going on, they'll be sleeping. I used to have a lot of them in my class before. Who'll be sleeping? What do you concern me? They pay me per hour and pay me per participant. So they give me 2 million, 3 million, I'm gone. If you get them, you don't get them, now you sabi, I've done my work. You go and you even go and tap them. Say, God, they're like a baby. We should not call it. I'm going to allow us to come on. Take a yaki car, call it a catafi. Bad one car. So what do you do? I say, what if you just leave them? And just go away. Just leave them. Do your work. They don't care anything. The light they want them to get, they don't get it. And so they never become supervisor. They are never promoted in their office. Glory to God. Don't do what you know nothing about. Look for light about it. Look for training about it. There's something that you will do that will help you, or you will know that will help you to do better in your operations. Please go for it. No matter how much it costs you, it's for future, not for now. That is the light that gives breakthrough. And you know light is noiseless. So any breakthrough you have through light will not command noise. It will not break you down. It will give you a breakthrough. May Almighty God give us the light. May we go after this light. In Jesus' precious name. Glory be to God. Number two, the law of love. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 9, where we read every day what God has in his mind to do for people that love him. The Bible says it has never come to the ear of anybody or seen by anybody or come to the height of anybody. What God will do, the surprise God has for people, for his people, is not for churchgoers. It's not because we come to church. It's only for those who love him. And love has proof. Love has evidence. You love God, you will serve him. You'll be willing to commit yourself to the service of his kingdom. You love God, you will love his house. You love God, you will also love his people. You will not be causing problem among brethren. Hating one and hitting another one. Causing confusion between two brethren or more. You don't love God. Only the enemy of God does that. You love God, you will give to him generously. Nothing will be too big in your hand to release to him. Nothing. Not because you have plenty. Love wants to give all. That's why he gave us all he had. His son Jesus Christ. The evidence of love. 1 John 4 verse 16 to 18. He said, we are in God. He said, they that love God are in him and he also in them. So if God is in you and you are in God, tell me, how will you not break through? Can we read? And we have known and believed that the love that God had to us. God is love. He that dwelleth in love. Dwelleth in what? In what? And God in who? In him. That means you, God lives in you. You live in God. If this is truly true, true love, tell me. All those of you who are going for deliverance, going for power, going for this one, where is that devil? There's no devil anywhere. Whatever that cannot beat God can't beat you. I know there are people, there are evil that gather together. But Isaiah 54 verse 15 say, though they gather, I'm not part of it. They that gather against us do what? Shall fall for your sake. Glory be to God. Yes, verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so what? As he is in heaven, so you are here on earth. Ask me, who is oppressing God in heaven? Eh? Is poverty in God? What of sickness? What of oppression? Yeah, they are not there. As he is, so you are here on earth. But what brought you here? Love. Love for him. Love for God and compassion for men. I have also seen that people that other people run away from, they never do well because of hatred and because of wickedness. There's no evil they can't do to anybody. So wicked that they can't do anything. If you are not in love, you don't know God. You are out of God completely. And therefore, you are in darkness. Remember light we talked earlier. Want to enjoy it? Noiseless breakthrough. Embrace love. Start loving God now. Move everything in your life. Make God number one. It is a love. It's a law in our family. That what we can't do for God, may we not do for ourselves. What we can't give to him, may God not give us. We don't need it. After all, what is life? If you close your eyes, that's the end. You remember nothing. Otherwise, if the big men die, they will come back. Some will come and carry their motto. Carry their gold. But do you know that a point will even come in life, you don't know whether you are naked or you are wearing clothes. You know that? It is only what you have done for the kingdom of God on earth that the reward is waiting for you on in heaven. You buy a car, you build house, my beautiful wife, handsome man, rich man, poor man, whatever you have done on earth here, they end here. There's no internal value for you. Outside the food you eat in your stomach and take care of your body, take care of your life. Outside what you do for God, this is the only thing you gain on earth. The rest of the world is in heaven. And may God forbid that you didn't do anything here to impact his kingdom on earth and just walk to heaven. And go to heaven and be worse than what you are on earth. Now you have freedom. How much more when you get to heaven and you became somebody's slave? You say, how do I know? What of Lazarus? They gave everybody mansion. They didn't give him mansion. He said, go and scout. Injury upon, short upon injury, or what do you call it? The man in hell, and the unbeliever, called somebody, say, call Lazarus. May God give me water here. A man in hell, calling a man in heaven, come and be my servant. Because Lazarus inveighed nothing. You know, he was a righteous man. He didn't impart God's kingdom. He didn't impart anybody. He was who we give him. All of you are going around begging for help. After service now, you go and stand at the gate and commando people. And never it is yesterday. You didn't eat yesterday because you are in darkness. There's no light. If there's light in you, you will know what to do to it. The man gave you money. He didn't ask to say, where did they get your own money? It's working. Am I correct? Am I correct? Now, that seems to not help the poor. But there are people that, through condition of their life, they are into emergency need. You attend to their emergency need. They are not there perpetually and forever. They will soon recover and move on. But someone that has not moved on has never recovered in his life or in her life. And when they don't get from you again, they run away. They can even give you bad names. They don't care because they have no conscience. Glory be to God. This love for God and compassion for men. Jesus himself was compassion or had compassion in his ministry on earth, here on earth. He helped people. Bible says he was moved with compassion. So God's love commands noiseless breakthroughs. Nothing guarantees breakthrough. Like God fronting for you. God that cannot be stopped is the one fronting for you. When God is fronting for you, who is there to stop your breakthrough? Noiseless. You will not break down, but you break through. Romans 8:31. Say, if God be for us, what? Who can be against us? Nobody. Nobody. So when God is the one fronting for you, God that cannot be stopped, who can stop your going? Nobody. Nobody. Let God front for you. And your love for him and for humanity will make him front for you. When you love God. And this one, you can't deceive him. You love him, he knows. And just talking from your mouth, he knows. The last, number three, before we go, we'll continue next week, is the law of faith. The law of faith. Romans 3:27. He said, where is boasting? Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law is it excluded? Of works? He said, no. Not by the law, but what? By the law of faith. You can never enjoy noiseless breakthrough by being doubtful. Always unbelief. And nothing that you can believe. You can't believe God for money till afternoon without changing your mind. Faith is essential. Your actions must be provoked by faith, not by sight. The law of faith will give you a sweatless breakthrough. Just believe in. And always act. Faith is not in word. Faith is in action. Don't say, I believe him, but you are still doing the same thing. You don't do anything different. Act! I was speaking to one young man. He said, nobody employ him. I said, who do you want to employ you? He said, one man. I said, okay. You do ask yourself how the man got his own job, his own company to now employ you. Why don't you start your own? I say, Daddy, who will start for me? I say, nobody will start for you. God will start for you. But do you have idea? He said, if I have money, I'll know what to do with money. He said, you will never have money. Now I've said over and over here. That if you want to do business, don't look for money first. God will never give you that money. Look for what? Idea. Write the idea that you can write. Now, not just write it down. Start writing thesis on it. How you are going to operate the idea. The operation of the idea, write them down. Make every plan. It's as if you should start today. But everything to know about it, you have known it. Go and do research. Go and ask questions. Go and meet people who are doing it already. Ask them questions. Know everything. Then ask God. I've known everything now. Lord, I need money. Money will come. If I while you are in the process, money will start coming. But you sleep in the house every day. Say, what are you doing? Say, I don't have law. I don't have work. Go and start something. Go and do what? By all means, don't stay idle. No matter what happened. Wake up in the morning and go somewhere. Not for gossip. Not for discussion. But to improve your life. To do something and earn money. Many of you are civil servants now. Decide that pain cannot feed you. Because you don't have light in your heart. One day I was telling my wife, it's only my church here. I see Igbo man, they do salary work. The Igbo people I know, they are what? They are business. They are carrying portfolio around. Not the business of contractor. What are you even contracting? Looking for LPO to service. You are still deceiving yourself. Well, you can open a shop and put something inside of 10 naira. And before you know, you turn to 20 naira. Before you know, it's growing. But in Hakka, my Igbo brethren here, not all of them, most of them, I do. Are they come? You don't want to be rich. Because you don't have light. Somebody keep you in the school as a teacher. Deceive you that you are going to have what do you call it? Lesson money. Male and female, all of you are here. I say, I'm going to pay you money and lesson money at the end of the month. Or at the end of the term, I mean? Before the term ends, the professor, he travel. He don't travel, but he chop the money and tell you, when you return next time, we'll do what? At the hair studio, and I don't leave my office. People, they come tell me story. These are the doing private schools. I ask them, what are you doing there? What are you doing there? Don't start school because you're not able to sustain it. But you can do something with your life. And become proud of yourself. But you need faith to start. Your fear now is, well, if I stop, where will I get money to eat? I had that challenge at one point in my life. But thank God for my wife. He said, if hunger will kill us, may it kill us. Don't go there again. I look at her. Because she don't get called, where you go give me? To say, okay, she has a saving, where you go give me? To cushion the amateur in school. All of them are in school. Or were in school. I will pay school fees. I will go eat for house. And you don't know, say, there's no food in the house. So that's where they feel hungry more. When, am I correct? Parent. When your kitchen is not very rich, that's where they are hungry. Should have made them more hungry. That they will embarrass you. He said, no, let's stop. I will stop it. It was difficult for me. But I thank God, I thank her. And that was the beginning of prosperity. Just take the step. So often I can't design where you are to go and do something. Say, if I design, what will I eat? Now that you are there, are you eating? You are not eating. Faith. Faith is everything. What do I call it? Don't be angry with me if you are a school owner here. Or you're a business owner and ask people to, I didn't ask them to leave your school. I'm asking them to go and do something with their
talk.
If you're not paying them well, please start paying them well too. And give them more work. You need 3 teachers, employ only 2. Put the 3 work on the 2 teachers. And pay, and give 3 teachers money. And divide for the 2 of them. They'll be happy. Am I correct? That's what I believe. If I employ you, you will work. Oh, load money. If I no close, you no feel close. Anywhere there, you are available. But at least, I'll make life comfortable for you. That's what I believe to be told me. Praise the Lord. We may say breakthrough is by grace. Yes, you are correct. But this grace is unlocked through faith. Through faith-led actions. There's nothing by grace that to provoke it. It's not by faith. Otherwise, faith, grace is dead. There are many graces in people's lives that today are silenced and dead because they can't take step. They are afraid. If I do this, how will I get this? Who will take care of me? If you have gotten light in you, your spirit man is illuminated and a day has come. You have worked on the idea. Sir, start practicing the idea. Start acting. Take the first step. It may be hard. It may be difficult. My first job I did that gave me a breakthrough, I didn't have transport money to go there. Somebody hearing me? But I left a place I was earning salary. At least every month we are eating. And we are living in 3 bedroom. But I left. When I was to go and do the job, consultancy, it's a training job. I didn't have transport money. So I went to my elder sister here in Badiko. I said, Mommy, I want to travel. I don't have money. She said, you don't have money? I said, yes. What happened? She said, I get a job somewhere. He said, you'll get money now. How you get money? So she gave me money. I travel. I won't travel with somebody else. 2 of us went there. What they pay me in 1 day, we work for 3 days. What they pay me in 1 day, where I was working before, can settle me there for 3 years. 1 day payment. But they will pay per participant and pay me per hour. I don't eat from my money. They gave me a house. They gave me stewards who will take care of me, cook. Everything I need is there, including beer. But unfortunately, I don't drink. But they load my fridge with what? With assorted beer. 3-3, 4-4, 5-5. All of them, they inside. Glory be to God. And I ask myself, God, now so you be. Don't be afraid. What did I say? I use my own as an example. You'll be afraid to take the first step. But I had that. In that first step, that's where your victory lies. But you take it by faith. Can you please rise up?